since you are the director, this comes out of your mind. Avatar is?
Well, it's a big action adventure movie that takes place on another planet. But it's more than that, because it's also got a love story in it, and some kind of deeply felt kind of emotional moments in the film, and it's got a kind of environmental theme to it, I think, without being preachy, but I think something that people will be able to relate to these days with everything that's going on right now.
You mentioned earlier a number of themes that run through the film. We'll talk about the environmental theme in just a second, because I assume that was deliberate, given that you're behind the project. What also is fascinating for me about the project is, to your earlier point, here in this Avatar film, the humans are invading. And to my mind, at least, there's some interesting, trying to find the right word here, some interesting commentary that you allow us, force us to wrestle with about who we are as humans, how we treat the planet, how we treat other beings,
our fellow humans.
Exactly. Tell me more about that.
Well, yeah, I think that was deliberate, and it was one of the themes that I wanted to explore in this. And there are obviously references to Vietnam, there are references to Iraq, there are references to the American colonial period, we've got a history, and not just America. Obviously, we're talking about the French, the Spanish, the English, the Portuguese, just kind of invading and taking what we need, and forcing out and marginalizing indigenous cultures, and sometimes wiping them out completely, to the point that we don't have that many truly indigenous cultures left in this world. They're very, very tiny. There's a few in the Amazon, a few in Papua New Guinea, and some of these languages are going extinct almost on a daily basis, some of these dialects. So, we have a terrible history with this. And I sort of extrapolated even farther to this idea of entitlement. And we do the same thing with nature. We take what we need, and we don't give back. Mm-hmm. And we've got to start giving back. We've got to start seriously and aggressively accepting our responsibility for stewardship of this planet.